Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a loosey-goosey bonus episode. I'm Bethany Watson.
I'm Kathleen Heaney.
Kathleen, are you still full of turkey, etc.?
Stuffed, Bethany.
Yeah, stuffed like that poor turkey.
Yeah, and you know what? I am ready for December.
Yeah, me too.
I'm ready for a relaxing 2 weeks off at the end of December.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are, and I am ready for a freaking new year.
So as this comes out,
yeah.
I am driving home from Minnesota in the midst of a 2-day drive home.
Oh, I hope the weather's not bad.
I hope so too. and you know, I, there's this like dead time between the end of Christmas and the new year where it's like these days that don't exist. People really aren't working.
Yeah.
Nothing's really happening. And I am starting to cherish those dead days more and more because I used to be overwhelmed by the sadness that the holidays were over. But now I'm trying to see it as the cozy mystery days where you're stuck in a house and someone's trying to murder you, but they haven't quite found you yet. So you're still sort of cozy but spooked.
You know, a friend of my father's recently passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh,
and
sorry.
And in the obituary, it was a beautiful obituary, talked about how he loved something called blizzard feasts.
Ooh, what's that?
Where I guess like you just make tons and tons of food when there's a blizzard outside and you buckle down and you party when it's cozy. And that is just like what I'm looking forward to at the end of this year. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a really nice like consolation prize after the holidays are done. There's sort of that letdown.
Yes.
It's like, all right, you know what? Let's hunker down and have a blizzard feast. That's such a good term. I love that term.
Well, you know, like I feel like these are very sweet sentiments. And now we're about to do a topic that is the opposite of that.
So you came in and you said, don't worry,
yeah,
I have a topic for the bonus episode.
So I went on our Facebook page and I asked all of the buds, what is the pettiest passive aggressive thing you have ever done or said?
I love this topic.
Okay. And we have a bunch of answers and some of them are hilarious.
I love this.
So I don't want to give any names. So I'm just going to say, I don't know.
First initials.
Okay. Taste bud E.
Okay.
In junior high, I found out the guy that I liked was cheating off of me in algebra. Ooh. Not a good guy.
No.
Okay. So I asked the teacher if I could take my test in advance and then flunk on the day of the test. And the guy who was cheating off me was so confused as to why he failed and I got an A.
Oh, I love that the teacher was in on it.
Yes, brilliant. Taste Bud E said, I liked him, but not that much.
That is so clever. And I love a teacher who's in for a good flum.
Me too. Okay. Taste Bud K wrote, so my old roommate, I had moved out and she was still living in the apartment that we shared together.
Yeah.
When I moved out, she refused to give me my security deposit back. Technically, that's against the law.
I mean, yeah.
See, your roommate shouldn't have had your security deposit. There are laws, at least in New Jersey, where whomever is the landlord, they have to take that security deposit, put it in a bank, and then give you a formal piece of paper that lets you know what bank is holding your security deposit.
Yeah.
Because whatever interest is made off of that security deposit, like you're owed that money.
Yeah, I think I got 7 extra cents.
Yeah, something like that. So I contacted the apartment complex and they said that it was with the apartment and just transferred over to the new lease.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We were on good terms at the time, but then suddenly she wouldn't give me the deposit back. To make matters worse, she was the one who moved into my old room when I left. So I removed all of the light switch covers, I removed all of the toilet paper rolly insert things, the radiator dial. I don't know, but it made me feel better.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be petty. When it's when it comes to like a decently large sum of money yeah. and you know you're not getting it, then you better get something. And some of that is just evil satisfaction.
Light switch covers.
Completely.
Okay. Another taste bud, we're going to say taste bud L, said, my father-in-law lived with us for a while and he would legit use a whole roll of toilet paper, which I was the one to purchase, Cottonelle, not the cheap stuff. I'm a Scott paper kind of girl.
You're a one-ply?
One-ply, yeah.
Monster.
And there were four of us total in the house. Before he lived with us, a roll would last us about 4 days. I got sick of it one day and hid the damn roll. And the next time I went into the bathroom, there was his cheap ass one ply in there. And I put my Cottonelle on the roll on top of his. And then we stopped going through a roll a day.
Yeah, smart. He also needs to get himself a bidet.
Yeah. Okay.
That bidet life.
Bethany, my friend Kathleen has a heated bidet.
Is she a queen?
She is not a queen. I'll tell you why. Because I have to like suck in my lunch to get in and out of her bathroom.
I heard you guys talking about your new podcast, Kathleen Can Do It.
Yeah.
That she has a bathroom that hits her butt when she closes the door.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yesterday, we were rushing to get out the door, and she rammed her vajay right into the doorknob, and she was screaming bloody murder.
Honestly,
Bethany, like, if I have two donuts, like, I can't use the bathroom at Kathleen's house that day.
No.
But she does have a heated bidet seat.
Oh, man.
And it is really, I enjoy it more than I thought I would.
Bidets are life-changing.
They really are.
Yep.
Okay, taste bud S said, my brother-in-law lived with us for a while. He would never put the toilet seat down, so I hid the controllers to the PlayStation.
I feel like there. So it sucks to live with someone you don't like.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But living with someone you do like,
yes,
you miss out on a lot of opportunities for mayhem. You know,
mayhem is an excellent form of source of entertainment.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, the idea of hiding things
yeah.
to exact your revenge is really fun.
Taste bud S wrote, he and my husband would play all the time. My husband was mad that he was getting punished too, but I told him that maybe he could help convince his brother to start paying attention to the toilet seat.
Yeah.
After he put it down consistently for a few days, I gave them their controllers back.
So there was no secret as to what was happening.
Okay. Daysfoot S continues with another petty thing
Great.
That she has done.
Keep going.
I have repeatedly asked my husband to turn his clothes right side out when he puts them in the hamper.
Okay.
I feel like this is a large ask.
I don't quite understand why it matters, but we all have our little picadillos.
We do.
So, like, if this is a thing that she really, it irritates her, I think it's worth it to try to just, like, make her life a little bit easier.
Maybe
it's not a big ask.
She finds that it's, like, too much of a rigmarole
yeah.
when you're washing to turn the clothes right side out.
I will say, though, sometimes you want the clothes to be inside out because sometimes if it's like a graphic tee,
yeah.
it protects the image,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I washed a shirt the other day, like a button-up that I had the sleeves rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took it out of the washing machine, I was like, oh, shoot. I should have unrolled the sleeves before washing it. And so I unrolled the sleeves before putting it in the dryer, and a chocolate chip fell out of my sleeve. I had been eating chocolate chips. It got rolled up in my sleeve. I don't know how.
And that's amazing. Did you eat it?
I mean, no.
I would if it's clean.
No, but it touched soap, you know, and it
wouldn't have stopped me.
I mean, if I were really hungry and desperate for chocolate, I would have whittled away like the outside of the chocolate chip that touched the soap and then eaten the inside.
I once found, I think it was one Fruit Loop on the floor. And I knew it was like from a week ago
yeah.
because I knew that Dennis had gotten Fruit Loops or something. It was some vegan adjacent cereal.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that looks really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I picked it up. I blew it off,
yeah.
which we all know scientifically means it's clean now. And I did eat that tiny Fruit Loop,
oh,
that
God.
Tiny vegan Fruit Loop.
I mean, if you hold it up to the light and you don't see any hairs, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's totally, like, that's why I think it's fine to eat M&Ms that you find at the bottom of your purse or
Completely.
In the couch.
Just wipe them off on your shirt.
They have a smooth surface.
Yeah. And they melt only in your mouth, but not in your purse.
Yeah, or underneath your couch cushion.
That's true, or in your sleeve, apparently.
Okay, so Taste Bud S continues, work shirt inside out, it gets hung inside out. Sorry, not sorry, if the collar is messed up. If he can't be bothered, neither can I. I love this.
Who is S sounds like S's from the Midwest.
Maybe.
There's some like, you suck it up, buttercup, to that.
Today, I went into the bathroom and I was at my sink. We have, I don't know, what do you call it, double sinks, whatever. Yeah. And at my sink, Bethany, there were two used Q-tips.
Oh, no.
Sitting on the counter.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, I don't get grossed out by much, but you need to come in here right now. And Neil came into the bathroom and he was so apologetic.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
And he's like, you know what? I really thought it was going to be something stupid you were complaining about, but yeah, you have every right to complain about this.
That's a thank you?
I was like, thank you. I think.
Sort of.
I mean, I'll pick up anything. Dirty tissues, I'll throw dirty tissues away.
Of course. Q-tips, there's something really special about what's on those that is so awful.
They're very special.
I went to our hairstylist, Dina, last couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And whenever she puts the heater on my head, there is something about the heat plus the foils plus whatever lightening thing she's using that makes it create whiffs of this earwax scent.
Oh, I've never smelled that at her place.
It's weird. I've only ever smelled it occasionally when my hair is in foils under the heat.
Huh.
And it's like not always, it's just every once in a while, like a whiff of something chemically that sort of smells earwax adjacent. And it's like, what is that? Should I be worried?
It's like whenever I smell my gold necklace, my Helen Ficalora necklace, which is actually real gold, whenever I smell it, and it's, I've been wearing it for a while, it smells like chicken soup.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Why do you smell necklaces?
I mean, because don't you ever like, you're thinking hard about something and you pick up your necklace and maybe you like touch it to your mouth.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then you get a whiff because your mouth is close to your nose.
Chicken soup.
I don't know.
That's really interesting.
I mean, I've never smelled earwax under the dryer at Dina's.
This is true.
So to each his own.
To each his own.
Right?
Hey, gentle listeners, get closer.
Are you talking behind my back to our listeners?
No. I have a secret to tell them.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to whisper.
Okay, gotcha.
Bethany and I have a relationship with each other.
Yes, we sure do.
It's a business relationship, not a sexual relationship.
No, we would never cross those paths.
Never. You can't mix business and pleasure. But nonetheless, it's still an important relationship in our lives.
And that is why Kathleen and I are improving our relationship with the app Paired.
We can stop whispering now.
Okay.
Because just getting that off my chest, I feel better.
Okay, good. Oh, I'm so relieved.
So we've been using this app, Paired, and we have been taking quizzes with each other and answering questions about each other. And truly, Bethany, I have learned so much about you in the past couple of days using the Paired app. For instance, if you were presented with a vacation or free money, you would take the free money.
And I thought you would take the vacation. You also would take the free money.
Absolutely. When anyone gives you a vacation, you can always plan it for cheaper and then you get the cash left over.
So the Paired app is a relationship app for couples. We are using it as business partners. You can do it with your partner. You can do it with your friends. All you have to do is download the app, pair together. You get a code. You type that code in and your partner types their code in and then your phones pair each other in the app. And then you get questions, quizzes, games to have fun, stay connected, and deepen your conversations. It can sometimes be hard to initiate a conversation with your partner. Maybe you feel like your communication styles are not merging the way they should.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring that up, but if it comes up through the quizzes you're taking on the Paired app,
like quizzes about saying sorry, gender roles at home, and your sex life,
it automatically broaches that conversation for you and lets you have it in a more constructive way.
And there's no better time to start working on your relationship so you start 2023 moving in the right direction and on the same page, because when was the last time you told your partner about when you actually feel sexy? Or when was the last time you told your partner your three favorite things about them? I can't even remember the last time I said something nice to my husband.
Oh no, that's not good, Kathleen.
I know. That's why we're excited to use Paired to strengthen our relationship.
It's a fun app you're downloading with your partner. There's nothing scary about it, and learning more about each other in just a really nice, low pressure way.
So whether you're just a few few dates in, or you've been together for a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired.
Head to paired.com/taste to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription.
That's PAIRED.com/taste to sign up today.
Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here.
Taste Bud L said, when my mom does something wrong, she never takes the blame for it.
Ugh.
Then one time something happened, I don't remember what, and she was like, it wasn't me. And I responded with, it's never your fault. And her response was, excuse me. Well, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad. Your mom needs to know that.
Not that bad at all.
No, mom needs to like own up to her mistakes.
Taste Bud Lenny. I'm going to say Lenny's name. We love.
Sorry, Lenny.
No. That was Taste Bud L, but this next one is Taste Bud Lenny. Okay. Taste Bud Lenny wrote, I called my former as of today, this morning, and I played Karma by Taylor Swift on his voicemail. That's amazing. That is amazing.
That I have never thought to leave a snarky voicemail. That's really funny.
Oh, who am I mad at right now that I could like, and what song would I play them?
Oh my gosh. Who am I mad at?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
Who am I irritated at? I mean, I have a lot of like beefs, but I wouldn't say that any of them are currently active.
I feel like playing a song on someone's voicemail would be a move, like a Midwestern move.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it's kind of passive aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of direct conflict.
Yes.
And that's the kind of conflict we like, the indirect kind.
Well, I was listening to the check-in and Dennis was saying how you and he are working on your communication skills.
Yeah.
Because sometimes to you, his way of communicating feels harsh.
Yeah.
When he's sharing what his true feelings are, because you're used to like beating around the bush.
Yeah, definitely.
And he is like a rough and tumble dude from Staten Island.
Yeah.
And so I think that like maybe you guys can meet in the middle and just play each other's songs.
I think passive aggressive songs, or we start yelling at each other through the cat, which I know is a classic, like, oh, Minerva, too bad your mom's just awful. And then it's like, oh, well, Minerva, too bad your dad is a big jerk. That's always healthy, right?
Yeah, very healthy.
By the way, we're fine.
We're fine.
Things are good.
You're good. Okay. Taste Bud J wrote, years ago, I had a coworker who was just a PETA always, pain in the ass. That person was the CEO's nephew.
Uh-oh.
So one day after he had taken daddy's convertible to work and left the top down, I let it downpour for 20 minutes before I told him it had started raining.
Amazing.
Period. Leather seats.
Amazing.
Period.
Amazing. Amazing. I would have done the same thing. That feels good.
It does feel good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it feels good.
Right. Okay. I'm going to do two more. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Taste Bud A says, my ex-girlfriend / roommate has been stealing my underwear.
What?
And I found out about it this morning when I emptied the dryer with her laundry.
And I mean, I know we don't have follow-up.
I mean, there's more.
Oh, okay.
I'm just pausing to let that resonate.
Okay.
Is it, because Neil and I don't wear the same underwear.
Yeah.
But is it in same-sex gender couples or same-sex couples who wear the same underwear?
Yeah.
Is it gross to share something like that?
Yes. Yes.
Is it?
It is. It's not gross. It's not, you wouldn't share someone's under, the reason you don't share your husband's underwear isn't only because the cut is different.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, after it gets washed, all the butt germs are gone, so.
But are they?
I used to share underwear with my mom.
Why? No, Kathleen.
In middle school.
Why?
Because, I don't know, she wasn't like, hey, here's my underwear drawer, take from it. But If I were running late or something, like I think like in seventh grade, I would run in and grab underwear from her drawer. And this is the part that's really quite upsetting, is that she would have like adult female underwear that was something sometimes like mesh or a little see-through, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember once borrowing not only her underwear, but a bra. It was like this bright lime green see-through bra mesh.
What?
And I was literally the only girl in seventh grade in the locker room with like sexy lingerie.
And why was it just because like she was better at consistently having clean clothes than you were?
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
Do you listen to the podcast How Did This Get Made?
Every now and then I do.
Paul Scheer is famous for having a really weird relationship with his mother growing up. And there's an episode that's very old, but wherein he accidentally admits that he tried to French kiss his mom once.
What?
Because he didn't understand.
Oh, my God.
Like, growing up, he didn't understand that that's not how kissing, et cetera, et cetera. It was real weird. It still gets brought up. I feel like this is your Paul Scheer French kissing your mom moment. You guys just, you would just take her under, I feel like that's weird.
I would just take her underwear.
That's weird.
For a while in high school, I was wearing, I mean, she wasn't using it at this point, but I had like a really tiny G-string that I found in her door,
Kathleen,
in her drawer that I was wearing.
Kathleen, that is the most, that goes in places more intimate than even underwear. And
I mean,
that.
It was getting washed. It was more comfortable than a thong, honestly.
But Kathleen,
yeah.
Do you understand where on your mom that floss went?
I wonder where all that underwear went.
I think she probably burned it, knowing that she had. That's so weird to me. I don't want to make you feel insecure about it.
I don't feel insecure about it. Bethany,
so strange.
It's who I am. I'm laying it out on the
table.
Does
your mom know that you wore her G-string?
I don't know. I mean, like, maybe she was like, where did it go? Oh, maybe Kathleen has it.
Do we need to call her and tell her?
No, absolutely not, Bethany. I cannot ostracize her any more than she is already at this point in time.
Okay.
Because I need her to forgive me for everything that I put her through.
Okay.
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 So let me just finish reading this thing about the underwear.
Okay.
And then we'll call it a day.
Okay.
Okay. So
my brow is furrowed.
I know. I've said some upsetting things. Taste bud A. So her girlfriend's stealing her underwear.
Yeah.
She takes everything out of the dryer. She's like, hey, why is my underwear in with your stuff? We had been texting about a work party, and she said it was costing her company $25,000 to have the party. So I texted back, that's over 3,000 pairs of Victoria's Secret underwear. And she was very confused. And then I sent her a link for a 6-pack of underwear at Target for $12.
Look,
my mom can hear me talking about her. She's calling me right now. I'm not going to pick up.
Borrow. You should pick up.
No, I'm
please
not going to pick up.
I didn't.
Pick up.
Please pick up.
Okay, wait, hang on.
Pick up.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
Okay. You're on the pod right now, okay?
That's not why I was calling.
Yeah, I know, but I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Will you just sound happy that you're on my podcast and I'm making a living?
Oh, I am so delighted.
Hi, Mom Girl Kathleen.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Okay, Mommy, were you aware that, I don't know, like when I was like in seventh grade, eighth grade, maybe sometimes in high school, if I didn't have a clean pair of underwear, I would go into your drawer and take a pair from there.
No.
You didn't know that?
Tell her about the G-string.
I had never a clue.
No. Tell her about the G-string.
So do you know that my favorite thong that I wore in high school, because it was more comfortable, I found in your drawer?
Tell her it was a G-string.
It was, Mommy, it was a G-string. Did Daddy buy that for you?
I'm not discussing that. That's private information.
Did you know she wore your G-string?
Did you know that I stole your G-string from you?
Oh, my dear.
Okay, I will. I'm going to let you go. We're going to wrap up this pod, and I'll call you in like just 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
You're such a sweet woman. I love your mom. love your mom.
I'm not discussing.
She is unfazed at this point.
She's not phased at all.
Unfazed.
Well,
so, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Next time, I know that we're recording this pre-Thanksgiving, so mm-hmm. you're going to see your mom soon.
Yeah.
You see what you can find in her underwear drawer and report back.
I mean, now we're both wearing like cotton Hanes. Okay?
I don't know. She's back on the market, maybe.
No, she's.
So maybe she's got some of that sweet, sweet, you know, something good you could borrow.
Yeah, you make a point. And as always, we owe a huge thank you to all of our buds who support us on the bonus buds level.
Yes, on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/acquiredtaste. And be a bonus bud. Get your name read at the end of the episode. Kathleen, do you want to start us off?
Yes, sure. A big, shiny end of the month thank you to Lenifer, Christy Sinkovic, Jessica Grigo, Andrea Dahl, Amy Gatsby, Cheryl, Andrea Gregory, Kira, and Antonella Salvatore.
And a special thank you to Heather Lindner, Kara Zurich, Darian Cruz Lance, Greg Ferguson, Avina, Camelia Nessa, Gretchen Santos, and Rosa Jankovic.
Oh, hello there, Katie Volner, Zach Strickland, Jamie Lynn, Nick, Amanda Pope, Amy Rodriguez, Alyssa Smith, Heather Levine, Morgan Nivison. How are you doing?
Oh, there's something on your shirt, Melissa C., Samantha Perry, Alyssa Scanlon, Carrie Kissinger, Mary Liberty, Christina Monaco, Dana Hoffman Panessi, and Samantha H. Here's a napkin.
Do you have all your shopping done for the holidays? Melinda Goodwin, Leah McDonald, Megan Cox, Carly Cartea, Megan Ben, Zara Aslam, Michelle McFarlane, Rose Abraham.
There's been a bank error in your favor. Collect $200 from Monopoly, Britta Carper, Tatiana Toro Zaid, Chrissy McDowell, Alexandra, Alicia Fulton, Shanaz, and Gina Allegretti.
Oh, hello there, Michelle, Frankie Marchioni, Mae Massaro, Finn Hughes, Kate Anthony, Samantha Brennan, Rachel. What's up, Rachel? How was your Thanksgiving? And you too, Amanda Hastings.
Oh no, we seem to have booked the same Airbnb. Catherine Taylor Stinson, Farmer Nelson, Priscilla Torres, Gracie Johnson, Zaida Ogando, Allison Gibbons, and Tia Clifford. I guess we all have to sleep on the floor.
Hey, hey, Bradley Adubato, what's going on? Is life exciting lately? I hope it is for you like it is for Jill Rupert, Casey Bailey, Jennifer LaRochelle Starbuck, Shelley Musgrave, Megan Kinley, Norma Espinal.
Your grandfather wrote you out of the will and put me in instead. Courtney Meller, Brennan Philippi, Christina Mendoza, Nicole, Allison H., Tina Perna, Emma, and Aaron Platts. Sorry.
Oh, no, I hit your car, but I left a note, but I don't have car insurance and no money. So please forgive me, Brie Ross, Amanda Tartarian, Emily M., Lauren Elbro, Karen Crichton, Megan Locke, Hope Robertson, Ellie Graham, and David Robinson Jr.
Woohoo!
Hello. I mean, goodbye.